It's Tuesday, September 20th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Measuring digital trust in organizations, channel partners' role in securing recurring revenue, and revisiting White House cyber moves. This is the business of tech. How about some data on trust? Let's quote Computer Weekly. The vast majority, 84% of IT and business decision makers in Europe, say they acknowledge the importance of digital trust. Still, less than 10% of them have designated a staff member with responsibility for the matter, and only 19% say they measure the maturity of their digital trust practice in any meaningful way. Even more, 86% say digital trust will be even more important by 2027 than it is today, but only 27% are offering digital trust training to staff. This is according to pan-European research by Cyber Association ISACA, which revealed significant gaps between how organizations operate today and what they should be doing to establish leadership and earn customer or user trust in the digital world. Less than half of respondents also said there was an insufficient external collaboration among professionals in fields deemed critical to digital trust, such as cybersecurity, data integrity, and privacy. Why do we care? I want to observe that if an organization says something is important and doesn't invest in this case training, then the thing is not important. While I inherently believe individuals and organizations can do multiple things at once, yes, you can walk and chew gum simultaneously, it's a deliberate choice. There's a space here for those organizations that value trust. There are services to be delivered. I believe this links to data governance too, and there are services there. It's clear those services are not for everyone, it seems, despite the fact they should be. Channel partners are likely to play a more critical role in securing recurring revenue, according to a report by G2, host of a tech marketplace and peer-to-peer review site. As the preferences to buy from third-party marketplaces and resellers continue to climb, even among enterprise companies, the post-purchase experience is critical to the vendor-buyer relationship. Ease of implementation tops the list among the three most important buyer considerations when making a software purchase. It's a key consideration as companies think about renewing their contract, with 93% of buyers indicating that the quality of the implementation process is important or very important when deciding to renew a software product, the 2022 G2 Software Buyer Behavior Report noted. This story thanks to Channel Market Report. Pair that with a recent study by Breddon, Zomentum, and Partnership Leaders, which shows that 48% of SMBs consult with SaaS vendor partners before making buying decisions. Why do we care? You only get one chance to make a first impression. It's a pivotal point to be remembered and why successful IT services companies focus so much on onboarding. Getting that straight sets the entire tone, and a good software product rolled out poorly leaves devastating damage. And a revisit of some of the movement from last week on cybersecurity. Wanted to highlight a few other things among the many movements, including that requirement around NIST rules I mentioned last week. First, the Biden administration is spelling out the application process and award timelines and providing more details about implementing a $1 billion cybersecurity fund for state and local governments in last year's bipartisan infrastructure law. President Biden signed an executive order Thursday expanding the national security factors a federal review panel should consider when deciding whether to authorize significant foreign investments in U.S. companies. One of them is cybersecurity. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States should consider whether foreign investors pose cybersecurity risks that could harm U.S. national security and the cybersecurity practices of all parties in the transaction. It also includes evaluating risks to sensitive data of citizens. Why do we care? Public sector companies should be working with their customers to leverage those resources. Ample opportunity out there. That's a flurry of activity on cyber from the White House. The NIST rules I discussed last week, and today the theme is that recognition of cyber as yet another diplomatic factor. The list gets longer and faster. Expect more. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Today is National IT Professionals Day, appropriate for this podcast, which could be celebrated because it's also National Pepperoni Pizza Day. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.